Welcome to another edition of our Credibility Podcast. Along with your host, Michelle Glass, here's Steve Moore with a look at making a five-year plan, and more importantly, how and why you need to do it.
Michelle, define for me what you mean by a five-year plan, and then tell me who really needs one.
Well, a five-year plan is a plan based on your financial future. Not only does it take into account your goals and objectives, but it associates an approximate cost for reaching those goals and objectives.
Okay. And then who needs a five-year plan? At what point do I establish one?
Well, every adult should have a five-year plan. It doesn't matter what age you are or where you are in life. Everyone should have a five-year plan that takes into account where they want to be in the future.
Okay. Now, if I'm married, now it seems to me that could complicate matters because now two people with differing personalities may have differing goals.
That's true, and that's why it's critical for couples who are married or thinking about getting married to sit down and talk about what their goals and dreams are for the future. And their five-year plans should not be very far apart from each other. Hopefully, they've worked together on their plans, and they both can work together to reach those goals for the future.
All right. Well, how do we begin? What are some steps we have to go through to come up with a five-year plan?
Well, the steps are to write down what your goals are. Make them specific, make them measurable, and then divide them between short-term, medium-term, and long-range goals.
And can you give me an example of each of those?
Sure. Short-term goals are things that you want to accomplish within a few months or maybe a few weeks. An example of that would be, let's say you want to improve your education by taking a community course online. Mm-hmm. And the course is about to start in a couple of weeks. So you register for that course, you take the course within a six-week period. After that 6 weeks, it's over with. So that would be an example of something that can happen within a short-term period. Mm-hmm. A long-term goal is something that will take you years to accomplish. Let's say that you want to go back to school to get a four-year degree. That's something that you will want to put down as a long-term goal. Medium-term goals are things that occur maybe a year or a two-year period. That could be something like maybe you want to buy a new home. And you need to save up for the down payment. You need to do your research. It will take you some time to get that accomplished. So that would be something that you would categorize as a medium-term goal.
All right. Are there things that can get you off track?
Definitely. There are several things that could get you off track. For example, let's say that you make the list, but you don't follow it. That will take you off track.
Sure.
Or maybe your spending is taking you further and further away from your goals. So if you're spending on things that are not necessities, that will definitely take you away from your goals.
Is it okay to change that five-year plan? I mean, let's say I get 3 years into it and things just look different.
Absolutely. As we know, life changes. Situations occur. Maybe you get married. Maybe you get divorced. You have children come into your life. Those are significant changes that will affect your long-term goals. So it's important to look at those goals to make sure they apply to you and that they still make sense for what you want in the future.
Okay. Now, Michelle, I know we must have some resources to help with this.
Absolutely. We have Listen On Demand classes. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our website. And we actually have a class called Where Do I Want to Be in 5 Years?
Great. Michelle, thanks.
Thank you.